We now have some stories from the city. The company who run a popular sightseeing bus have taken it off the road, but their statement about it is a little bit puzzling. See if you can spot the misuse of English. It was announced this week that plans to build 630 new homes and a primary school on Norwich Common are being abandoned. The same day, the calls for a green belt around Norwich were proving controversial, as the region's economy will be harmed and the housing crisis will worsen. Morrisons are being asked to decide whether they really are going to move into a city centre site. Lynette will start with the sightseeing bus news.
Norwich's famous red open-top bus, which takes visitors on a trip across the city to see its major landmarks, is currently not running. City Sightseeing Norwich is operated by Away Days, and 2023 marks the 20th anniversary of the hop-on, hop-off bus in the city. The season normally runs daily from April until October, with tours running in a loop from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m, and it is fully wheelchair accessible. A statement on the City Sightseeing Norwich Facebook page said, "Due to extenuating circumstances, the City Sightseeing Norwich tour is unable to operate until further notice."
Controversial plans for 630 homes to be built have been withdrawn to the relief of many living nearby. The proposals, which were first submitted in 2019, would have seen the properties established alongside a new primary school and community centre on agricultural land near the A11 in Wyndham. It would have spanned almost 40 hectares in Norwich Common and would have been surrounded by existing houses and farmland. But Gladman Developments has now informed South Norfolk Council that it no longer wishes to proceed with the project. A letter sent to the authority on June 30th revealed the decision had been reached following the expiration of the already extended determination period. Councillor Suzanne Newry-Nixon, chairman of Wyndham Town Council, welcomed the news. "South Norfolk planners have admitted in the past that we have had our fair share of housing development," she said. "So I'm not sure why this application was being put forward in the first place."
Calls for a green belt around Norwich to prevent countryside being lost to housing building are proving contentious. The local branch of countryside charity Campaign to Protect Rural England has launched a bid to establish greater protection for at-risk green spaces. They want large swathes of land, including near the A47 Southern Bypass and along the A1151 Wroxham Road, B1150 Coltishall Road and A1067 Fakenham Road, to be given extra protection. But these proposals have been met with resistance from those who argue new restrictions on development could harm the region's economy and worsen the housing crisis, which has seen many locals struggle to find affordable homes. "This is about defining what a green belt actually is," said Martin Morell, Conservative District Councillor for the Wroxham Ward, which includes the rapidly expanding village of Rackheath. "As much as we hate to see farmland being built on, there is a desperate need for housing. We have to balance green areas with what needs to be built. And if you have large housing developments like the one in Rackheath, you need to have suitable infrastructure. This includes schools and medical practices."
A supermarket giant has been told to move in or move over as frustrations grow over a stalling deal to take over a prominent city centre site. Multiple sources have claimed Morrisons will no longer take over the empty former Topshop site in Haymarket. But despite numerous attempts to clarify the situation, the retailer has declined to comment, and now vandals have struck the vacant unit, with even more graffiti appearing on the shopfront. Morrisons was previously expected to sign a 15-year lease in February ahead of a likely June opening date, but work on the building appeared to stop in April. Steve Morphew, Labour group leader at Norfolk County Council, said he believed the vandalism is linked to growing frustrations caused by no action and no information. "Morrisons need to move in or move over," he said. "This isn't doing anything for Morrisons' reputation or the city centre. It's been reported nationally that the debt-laden supermarket is battling to save costs following a takeover in 2021 by an American private equity group."
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Lynette Edwards, and Phil Harrison. Tony Stimpson and Jane Evans are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, one more set of news, and two features.